We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Reishis Hagez, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Tes. In middle of the paragraph, in our editions, it's page 542, the left-hand column, the last word on the page. Rav Nosson Zal was in the middle of explaining the whole event of Yitzchak Avinu before he passed away, seemingly wanting to give the bracha, the blessing, to Esav, and then Yaakov Avinu coming in and tricking him and taking the bracha from Yitzchak Avinu instead of Esav. And Rav Nosson Zal had quoted the Gemara, which said that Yitzchak Avinu was fooled to a degree by Esav Harosha, whereas Rivka, on the other hand, she saw through him completely. And this is where we're up to right now. We described what Yitzchak Avinu's approach to this was, and now we're going to explain Rivka Imenu. V'Rivka Shoimas Bedaber Yitzchak. Rivka Imenu had overheard when Yitzchak Avinu was telling his son Esav, go out and bring me food so that I can give you the bracha, the blessing, before I pass away. V'hi yodo ho'emes. She knew the real truth. Shekol kavonas Esav rak lohora, the kanal, that Esav's intentions, even in learning Torah, were only for evil. The kanal, as we discussed earlier, v'alkein his heroes Yaakov lachtoiv esabrochois bechochma me'oviv, and this is why Rivka Imenu warned Yaakov Avinu to make sure to grab the blessings with shrewdness, with intelligence, from his father Yitzchak Avinu. V'zeh shehil bishoise bevigdei Esav, and that's why she dressed her son Yaakov Avinu in the clothing of Esav. V'chein hil bisho al yodov al chelkas savorov es oirois gedoye hoizim, and she also placed on his arms and on his around his neck skins from goats, to give him the smell like a hunter, like Esav. V'al yidei zeh, and as a result of that, v'loi hikiroi, it says that Yitzchak Avinu did not recognize Yaakov Avinu, because Yitzchak Avinu couldn't really see at the time, so it was his other senses. Ki yoyu yodov kidei Esav ochiv se'irois, because the arms of Yaakov Avinu were hairy like the arms of Esav Harosho. Vayivorachayu, and Yitzchak Avinu gave him the bracha. Ze remez, this hints to us, shehatzadik bechinas Yaakov, sheoisek batoira rak lishmo, that in all generations, the true tzadik, who is represented here by Yaakov Avinu, who studies Torah only in purity, only for the right reasons, muchroch lahalbish esatzmoi bebechinas Seirois, must cloak himself, must dress himself in the hairiness, bechinas bigdei Esav, in the garments of Esav, shehein bechinas shaloi lishma. Esav represents those who study Torah with the wrong reasons, lo lishma, bechinas smoil, the left side, bishvil lekabel es birkas haparnosavu ashirus, in order to be able to receive the blessing of parnosa and wealth, shenimshach mismoil, which comes from the left side, the canal, as we discussed earlier. In other words, we see from the story of Yaakov Avinu, that's a lesson to us for all generations, that when the true tzaddik, who is always leaning towards the right side, he's always bechinas yemin, and when he studies Torah, his Torah is towards the right side, as Rabbi Nazal explains in chapter 12 in Likutei Moran over there, which this halacha is based on, that the true tzaddik is not interested in money, wealth, kavod, personal kavod. His intention in learning Torah is purely to serve Hashem, and if anything, to be zeichet to olam haba, which means longevity of life. However, Rabbi Nazal explained over there, even this true tzaddik who prefers to stay all the way to the right, Hashem forces him to veer to the left momentarily to make a short connection with the left in order for him to be able to thereby open the faucet for parnasa and ashirus, for himself, for the tzaddik, for all of his constituents, for all of Klal Yisrael. So that's the symbolism here in Yaakov Avinu having to dress up like Esav in order to receive the brachas. Meaning Yaakov Avinu had to go in the direction of Esav in order to be able to receive the parnasa and the brachas. V'zeh shomar Yitzchok, and this is why Yitzchok Avinu said, Hakoil koil Yaakov, v'hayodayim yedei Esav. The voice sounds like the voice of Yaakov, but the hands are hairy like the hands of Esav. And then we find Yitzchok Avinu proceeding to give him the bracha. Meaning that in these words, Hakol Kol Yaakov Ayodem Yidei Esav, was a message as to how Yaakov Avinu was going to receive the bracha. Ki Omar, because Yitzchok Avinu was actually saying, Shehakol Kol Yaakov Bekidusha Uvetzachus Uvetzachus Nifla. The voice is the voice of Yaakov Avinu, which means with holiness and the ultimate degree of purity. V'yafal pikein, and despite that, v'hayodayim yedei Esav. The hands are the hands of Esav, meaning v'hayodayim shehem klei hamaisa, the hands which refer to action, hamamshichim hoashirus, the hands are what we use to refer to how a person derives parnasa or wealth. We talk about yegia kapecha, the work of your hands. Heim bebechinas yedei Esav. The hands are like the hands of Esav, meaning be'eza bechina shel smoil, meaning that the hands of Yaakov Avinu somehow have some kind of a left side to them. And it's because Yaakov Avinu had this combination that on one hand, the voice was the voice of Yaakov Avinu, was pure and holy all the way to the right side. But Yaakov Avinu knew how to swing his hands to the left in order to receive this. That's how Yaakov Avinu was able to receive the wealth, the bracha for the wealth. Because it's specifically through this, by the true tzaddik, who is usually all the way to the right, by him being able to swing to the left momentarily and make contact over there, that's what gives him the ability to be able to draw the wealth and the parnosa. V'zehu gam kein b'chinas ha-koil koil Yaakov. Rav Nosson Zal says, now let me explain this further even. First he explained the koil kol Yaakov versus the Yodayim Yidei Esav. Now he's going to explain the double koil. Why does it say hakoil koil? Shnei koilois. The pasuk speaks about two koils. The koil rishon mole, the hasheni choser. The first koil is full. The second koil is lacking, the letter Vav. The first coil is written with a Vav. That's called Mole. The second coil does not have a Vav. Remez al shtei bechinois hanal shel atzadik kishoisik batoira. This also hints to us what Rabbeinu Zal describes over there in Likut Emran, how the true tzaddik behaves when he's studying Torah. Shebehechrech sheye koil hakodosh kolol mishnei koilos yemin usmoil, that the true tzaddik must see to it that his koil should be a combination of two koils, right and left. Why? Why does the true tzaddik have to have any contact with the left? Kidei lahamshich gam oisher v'chovoy, in order to thereby be able to bring wealth and honor and respect for himself and for Klal Yisrael. V'alkein koil sheni choser vav, and that's why the second koil in that pasuk is written without a vav, ki bismoil b'chinas tzofoin shom hachisorin, because on the left side, which is usually referred to as the north side, because we usually picture a Jew facing eastward. When you're facing east, north is on your left. There is a lacking. Kitzofoin choser, because the Gemara says the left side is lacking. We know, for example, Hashem created the world with the letter Beis of Bereshis. The letter Beis of Bereshis has three lines. Three sides are walled in. The east, the west, and the south are walled in. The north side, that left side of the Beis, is open. And the Gemara says, Tzafon Choser. The Gemara explains it in the way that the Gemara explains it. So here, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us that this is the symbolism when the Pasuk says, by Yaakov Avinu, HaKoil Koil Yaakov. The first koil is written with a vav. That implies the standard direction of Yaakov Avinu, which is that he's on the right, and the right side is Shlemus. The second koil relates to the left side, and the left side is referred to as Choser, usually. And even though the left side is Choser, Umishom Daiko Nimshach HaZohov, the gold, the wealth, comes from the left side. Bechinas Ashirus, Kama Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Mitzofoin Zohov Yoaso. From the left side comes forth gold, wealth. Vezeh Shekosov, and this is why the Pasuk continues to say there, Vayove Loyayin Vayesht. That Yaakov Avinu brought wine for his father Yitzhak Avinu, and he drank. Bechinas yayin hamisameach hamavur batoiranal. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is tied into another item that Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in Torah Yud Beis and Likud Imam, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about yayin hamisameach, a wine that brings joy and happiness. Shehu bechinas chibuk. That's related to the first level of union between the Shekhinah and Hashem, which is called Chibuk, the hug. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran shows how the Yayin HaMesameach is associated with Chibuk. So that's one thing that Yaakov Avinu did there. V'yachar kach ksiv, and afterwards the Pasuk says that his father Yitzchak Avinu said to him, Gishono u'shekoli b'ni. Approach, come close, and kiss me, my son. This is what Yitzhak Avinu said to Yaakov Avinu. And the Pasuk says there, Vayigash, Yaakov Avinu approached him, Vayishakloi, and he kissed his father Yitzhak. So Rav Nosson Zal says this corresponds to the second level of Yichud. Rabbeinu Zal over there in the Kutimran speaks about three levels of union between Hashem and the Shekhinah. The first level is Chibuk, the second level was Nishuk, and the third level was Zivug. Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us now how we see this taking place when Yaakov Avinu is receiving the bracha from his father Yitzhak Avinu. We see the first thing that Yaakov Avinu brings his father wine, Yayin HaMesameach, which Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran, that corresponds to Chibuk. Then we see Yitzhak Avinu asking him, come over and give me a kiss. That's the Nishuk. Bechinas Neshikin Hanal, that's mentioned over there in Likut Imran. Dahainu she Yaakov dibekes atzmoi be'emes letoiras oviv Yitzchok. What this is showing us is, again, based on what Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there, Rabbeinu Zal shows how these levels of unification take place when a true tzaddik is studying Torah. When he's studying Torah the right way, he's elevating the Shekhinah through these phases, Chibuk, Nishuk, and Zivuk. So now he's telling us that when we see Yaakov Avinu approaching his father Yitzchak Avinu, in this manner, it shows us that Yaakov Avinu attached himself in the truly proper way to the Torah of his father Yitzchak, bebechinas chibuk uneshikin, on both levels of chibuk and nishuk that Rabbeinu Zal describes over there. Ve'he'elo kol hadiburim roim shel bechinas Esav, and Yaakov Avinu also had the ability to take all the words, all the evil words of Esav, who represents the Russia who opposes the tzaddik, to take his words and convert them into halachos, into Torah, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there, v'kanal, v'oz berchoi ba'ashirus muflog. And then Yitzchak Avinu blessed Yaakov Avinu with incredible wealth. Kamei Shekosov, as the Pasuk says there, Ve'yiten l'cho ho'alekim mital ha'shamayim mishmanei oretz. May Hashem bless you with the dew and with the fat of the land. Yavducha amim, all nations will serve you. All nations will serve you, will be subservient to you. Shekol ho'amim shehemi bachutz. This means all the other nations who are on the outside, mibchinas sitra de smola, they're on the left side, kulam yiu nichnoim ubetelam elov. All of them will be subservient and nullified to you. V'chol ha'shefa v'ashirus shenim shach mismoil, and all the wealth and blessing that comes from the left side, ha'koil yiyanim shach elov. All of it will come to you, Yaakov Avinu. Ki ha'koil mimenu levad. Because all of it comes only from the true tzaddik, al yedei esik toirosei bebchinas hanal. By him studying Torah in the manner that we described here. Studying Torah on such a high level, where he goes through the levels of chibuk, nishuk, zivug. Okay, so that's what took place there. Now,